Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's some controversy about it. I have to confess, I liked the Clint Eastwood halftime ad. I mean, I like the tone of that ad. I like the idea that the world's counted us down before. We're just regrouping. And I believe that with your help in the primary, with your help in the general election, we can, in fact, develop an approach that will put America back on the right track, that will guarantee that we have a full employment economy, that will guarantee that we're able to compete in manufacturing with anyone in the world, that will guarantee that we can be safe by having the best intelligence and defense system in the world.
That's Newt Gingrich at a campaign stop in Ohio, saying that he actually liked Clint Eastwood's Super Bowl ad for Chrysler. The commercial, along with a few others among the lingering talk topics from last Sunday's Super Bowl, as we get started overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday, February the 10th, 2010. The aftermath of Super Bowl 46 is number 10. Doug Steffen with a welcome into our talk radio review. The week is upon us. I guess the week has had it. Now we're on the weekend schedule. We'll review the top 10 hits as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine so we can figure out what's going on across the country on news talk radio and television. Aftermath of the Super Bowl number 10. At number 9, the JFK intern affair and the revelations there too. Here's host Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talking to a caller about how this story of the former White House intern who had an affair with JFK matters in today's world.
I think it's really important, seriously, to flesh this out because people have to understand.
You can't be serious about this.
Well, let me explain the point. I haven't made the point yet. We just went through one of the most grotesque hustles in the history of politics with the election of Barack Obama, where the nation was conned.
Okay.
In a perfect storm of conspiracy.
Okay.
To believe something absolutely ridiculous about somebody whom there was no reason to believe about.
Okay.
There was some transformational leader coming down the pike.
I'm with your premise so far.
You have to be in some kind of stupor that's induced by things like the myth of Camelot, that the JFK White House was somehow Camelot. It is critical for people to understand that these are ugly, brutal people, and that's how they behave. And if you know that, you're much better off, I think, and better protected against the kind of thing that went on in 2008.
But ugly and brutal people can be very effective leaders and good presidents, or good whatever the heck they are, and very good people can be terrible presidents.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
People should know what they're dealing with. That's all I'm saying.
But in the end, and obviously he's been dead for many, many, many years, how is this relevant to anything other than a prurient interest?
It's relevant to what I just said.
Oh, no.
You understand all those people sitting there with the Pope and JFK, their photos right next to each other, realize you are in love with a fantasy that never existed. It's a hustle that you fell for. That's all. Just like some con man coming to tin man coming to your house to sell you some crap to re-side your house. That's all Camelot was a con. It's the desire of people to fall in love, the desire of people to believe things that aren't real, and you make yourself vulnerable. This is proof, and I think it does a great job of piercing the veneer. Stephen Quincy,
what's going on?
I'm going to have to agree with Todd completely. Camelot was basically looking at the cover and not the actual book. I mean, you know, if you look at the history of the Kennedys, all from Joe Sr., who was basically a bootlegger and more or less, you know, a criminal by all standards, you know, this is where all these people sprouted from. And, I mean, you can go through the entire list, you know, Michael and Joseph and, I mean, Joe the third or the second, the one who was the congressman here. And then you look at Teddy. I mean, look at just all the things that they have done. Unfortunately, John Jr., you know, he was killed at a young age in a plane crash. But, I mean, if you really look at the history of the family, I mean, there's been so many degenerate behaviors that, I mean, you know, you could actually, write a book about just the horrific nature of how these people acted, and it goes to show that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Well, that's one of the things it goes to show. We have to be careful. You know, they're about to conduct another assault on us with a new Kennedy to try to relaunch the brand, and it's important for us to know what the reality is.
As with anything else in life, it is a mixed bag. Not all the Kennedys are depraved. Not all the Kennedys are perverts. Some were. This is perverted, sick, depraved
behavior.
The balance
of the evidence is against them, however.
I'm next. The debate over the Keystone Pipeline continues. The story about Josh Powell gets worse. Tensions with Iran continue to escalate. All that's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The statistics are startling. 1 million babies are born with a heart defect each year, and thousands of them die before their first birthday. You can change that by visiting heart.chop.edu/hope. February is Heart Defect Awareness Month. Get involved. Support the cause. Give hope to hearts. Go to heart.chop.edu/hope to help the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Give kids hearts a better start today. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Hope lives here.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Talk Radio Countdown Show number 8, the Keystone Pipeline discussion. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who's trying to spearhead a movement to get Congress to approve the permit for the Keystone Pipeline.
You have teamed up with 5 members of the Texas Senate. You sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Reid, also House Speaker John Boehner. Tell me what that letter said.
Well, we just want to make sure that both Senator Reid and Speaker Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, because we copy her, understand that in the states all around the country, and particularly right here in Texas, you've got state officials, you've got senators, you've got House members who just cannot understand the decision by the Obama administration not to approve the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, when you look at it, man, I mean, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the oil and gas business all my life. I've built pipelines. We have the technology to be able to build these pipelines and not harm the environment. And this pipeline, first let me say that this is a bill that is co-sponsored in the Senate by Senator Cornyn, and we're asking not only Harry Reid, but also John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi to pass it, both houses. And the Keystone XL pipeline not only creates 20,000 jobs, but I've gone back and taken a look at the economic studies. 118,000, Matt, 118,000 related jobs, $20 billion of economic activity. And here in Texas, it creates jobs for Texans. It creates $2 billion worth of economic activity.
Lieutenant Governor, they will come back and they will say to you, the greeny weenies will say to you, it's because this particular crude is dirtier than the light crude that we're importing from Saudi Arabia. And, oh, by the way, you probably heard that Canada went to China and they will sell China some of this crude.
Well, no, that's The first part I differ with. The second part is right. In other words, the we're importing right now some of the very similar crude from other countries. And this 830, almost 900,000 barrels a day of coming down to Texas will help our refineries. It'll help our economy. And I'd much rather see it coming to Texas and being refined than going to China with all of our current challenges with China.
Number seven on the countdown, the horror of the Josh Powell case. Talk host Dory Monson talking about some of the unfair criticism that the social worker is getting when nobody could have anticipated that anybody could commit a horrific crime like this guy did.
I've heard some criticism of why wasn't she in front of the boys when they got up to the door? Nobody could have anticipated what went down there. Although, I think that it should have been avoided. The more and more we find out about, you know, once they call for this psychosexual evaluation of Josh Powell, once somebody determined that was necessary, there's no way you can justify leaving those boys alone with him. When you know that he's a person of interest in the death of his wife, and you find out that the boys are starting to draw pictures showing mommy in the trunk and talking about how mommy and daddy left the car first, and Josh Powell's hearing that the only witnesses to him killing his wife are those two little boys, and we're going to put those two little boys with the guy who's a person of interest in that murder? It's insane. In retrospect, in hindsight, it's insane. And so I think there's a lot of legitimate recriminations that'll happen with all of this. But I just spent so much time thinking about, you know, the Cox family. I saw again, they were on the Today Show this morning. They were on Good Morning America. They aren't done talking about this. And I grieve for them. I think all of us, to a certain extent, grieve with them, although it wasn't our grandchildren who were killed. But also, I think the Coxes are being very well advised to set up a gigantic lawsuit against the state.
Number six on the countdown, the escalating situation, the problems with Iran. Talk host Rita Cosby here with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan. They talk about the possibility of Israel launching an attack on Iran.
This is a major, major issue. And, of course, a big concern. There you are, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. In the thick of it, how concerned, I guess, are you and the committee of Israel maybe doing a preemptive strike? And what do you think the repercussions could be?
Well, you know, the one thing that concerns us is a unilateral strike by Israel targeted against Iran. I mean, it would, all our moderate Arab allies in the region would be put in a position to have to oppose that, and it would certainly strain relations. The retaliation impact of that would be significant. We would have to try to deal with some of that. So it's concerning. It's not in the best interest of the United States that they unilaterally take a strike at the Iranian nuclear weapon program.
So what do you think, what would happen, you know, to the U.S. also? Would there be, you know, it's interesting, some of the rhetoric I'm sure you've seen today, there's some very strong rhetoric coming out of Iran basically threatening to target U.S. bases if Israel would do something with Iran's nuclear program. So we're at a high-stakes war.
Well, it is. I mean, we do believe that even if it is a unilateral attack by Israel, that they're going to see it, they're going to view it, the broader Middle East is going to view it, and it's certainly going to be championed as a U.S.-led attack, irrespective. So we're going to have to deal with that.
Turning the page to our attention on the housing agreement, the birth control controversy, those two items are up next on the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next, number five on the countdown, the healthcare law birth control controversy. Host Mike Romy talking about the controversy, which some are saying makes President Obama out to be anti-religion, but he wonders if the truth is the Catholic Church is anti-woman.
It's being argued now by the bishops and the cardinals, or is it and has always been a discrimination against women and women's health care? As this debate continues to escalate, that's a part of it I think you should know about. After the EEOC opinion was approved in 2000, reproductive rights groups and employees who wanted birth control access sued employers that refused to comply. There's a ruling known as Erickson versus Bartel Drug Company, and the federal court agreed with the EEOC's reasoning. The reproductive rights groups and others use that decision as leverage to force other companies to settle lawsuits and agree to change their insurance plans to include birth control. The EEOC has used that ruling. The different women's rights groups have used that ruling many times to negotiate with employers, saying that, hey, you offer this, but you don't offer this for women. That's wrong. Not even religious employers were exempt from the impact of the EEOC decision. Again, you have to underscore that, because today it's as if Barack Obama has laid the gauntlet down on Catholics and religious groups. But this is a decision that dates back to 2000, and not even religious employers were exempt from the impact of the EEOC decision. Title VII allows religious institutions to discriminate on religious grounds. It doesn't allow them to discriminate on the basis of sex. That is the kind of discrimination at issue in the EEOC ruling. DePaul University, the largest Roman Catholic university in America, added birth control coverage to its plans after receiving an EEOC complaint several years ago. Because while it's okay for them to discriminate on the basis of religion, does not allow them to discriminate on the basis of sex. And if there's prescription coverage for a variety of other things but not contraception, that's violating that civil rights. Dating back to 1964. Is it the Obama administration targeting the Catholic Church and repressing these religious freedoms? Or is it that the church and employers have found it convenient to discriminate against women and women's health care for all these years?
Number four on the countdown, the housing settlement. MSNBC's Luke Russert talked to Joe Williams from Politico.com about the politics behind this week's agreement, which is set to address mortgage loan servicing and foreclosure abuses that exist in our country.
Four of the biggest battlegrounds, Michigan, Florida, and Nevada, and then you have California in there, but and also Virginia, are among the top 10 states that have the highest foreclosure rates. Sort of talk about how these states are central to the president's reelection campaign and what he's trying to do to own the issue in these battlegrounds.
Well, in the 2008 election, President Obama took all four states. Of course, California is generally considered safe. Nevada, he took, was kind of a battleground, but he won there. Michigan, basically
Florida.
The gist of it. Florida, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget Florida. Anyway, they were central to the bid, big electoral prizes, something that is definitely on its path to 270 in 2012. Struggling a little bit, the president is in the poll numbers there, due in large part, no small part, to the fact that all these places have very high foreclosure rates. Now, the announcement that the president made today will go a long way towards presenting the fact that he's doing something about it. He's acting aggressively, something that they've complained about in the past.
President Obama gets the best of both worlds here. He knows that any legislation that he'll do with this won't get through the House GOP. Boehner has already dismissed it as saying nothing he's proposed so far has worked. However, if anything were to become law, a lot of those people who have been paying and have not fallen behind would probably get upset that their neighbors had just been bailed out because they couldn't afford to play. So he's sort of taking both sides here and gaining politically, right?
Well, yes. I mean, on the one hand, it's better to be seen as fighting, as rather, even if the fight is unsuccessful. And that's something you've heard from a lot of progressives, that this president, in their opinion, has not gone to bat for them as much as they would like. Here he's going to bat, and it doesn't matter if he strikes out, because at least he's at the plate.
Housing settlement number 4. Let's recap. Super Bowl aftermath at 10. JFK intern affair number 9. Keystone Pipeline number 8. Number 7, the Josh Powell case. Number 6, the tension with Iran. Number 5, the health care law birth control controversy. And the housing settlement, number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. We'll have those next for you here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with 2 proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the review. We'll get serious about numbers 3, 2, and 1. Welcome back in here. The week ending Friday, the 10th of February. So number 3 has to do with Syria closing the U.S. Embassy, or we close our embassy there. Here's host Mark Amazon with terrorism expert Ed Bridgman about how China and Russia are keeping us from getting involved in Syria.
The United States closed its embassy in Syria. Is this a clear sign that we are once and for all done dealing with Assad and his violent regime?
I would hope so. Again, I think we have we've gone way, way beyond what should be expected of us in dealing with them. That whole area, that whole government is it's a mess. A lot of people don't realize that it's the same. Their government is based on the same political power, the same political party, pardon me, as Saddam Hussein's was, the Ba'athist party. They have the same kind of theory of strong militarism. They have been operating under a state of emergency, a governmental state of emergency, since 1963.
Wow.
Operating in it, so that means the suspension of any kind of constitutional rights. They had a constitution, but everything's been effectively suspended. And the state of emergency was temporarily lifted because of growing opposition, but it was only lifted in on paper because the military is still doing the same thing. This is another country, like right now with the Egyptians. We have a dictatorship who has shown they don't know how to run a country anymore. The only thing they know is force. And it's obviously not working in Syria. But as long as they have the backing of China and Russia, and their Russia and China are both clients of theirs on both ways, and as long as they have that backing, the international community is not going to be able to do a thing about Syria. It's just going to continue to be a dog's breakfast there.
So in essence, in a country where 5,400 people have been killed since March, we stand back because Assad has, I guess, the implicit backing of the Russians and the Chinese, who are standing against any UN-sanctioned actions.
Yeah, again, they're a sovereign nation, and we don't have any kind of a national interest to step in and do anything about what they're doing. We have a moral interest in what's going on there, but under the geopolitical rules of international engagement, what they do to their own people is pretty much up to them.
CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian talking to host Jane Foy about the rebellion in Syria and the latest clashes with government forces there.
The situation in the third largest city of Homs is about as desperate as it was yesterday. The population is suffering from shelling by long-range artillery, by the government tank shells, rockets, and obviously the living conditions are getting pretty miserable because the electricity has been off, the gas. There's no gas to cook with or to heat their houses. They use gas to heat their houses, and bread is running short. And on one of the opposition videos, a chap was showing the last two baby milk formula bottles that they had. So, I mean, things are getting desperate. Perhaps they're trying to make the situation out to be a little bit more desperate than it is to get people to help. But I think it is really pretty critical right now.
So if the regime it takes over this city or wins or, you know, squashes the rebellion, what does that do for the total... for the whole rebellion, for the protesters in general?
Many Europe commentators have been asking that question. Homs is sort of the heart of the rebellion. That's the city that's, it isn't where it started, actually. It was in Dara to the south near Jordan. But Homs has become the symbol of rebellion because much of the city has been in opposition hands. The Free Syrian Army, which is the loosely organized group of rebel soldiers, has been very strong in Homs. And I think the government forces have been trying to deliver a knockout blow to those Free Syrian Army rebel defectors. I don't think they're getting very far in terms of destroying them. Certainly, they're creating a lot of damage. This sort of the field artillery destroys concrete, brings down buildings, kills a lot of civilians, maims a lot of civilians. But in terms of actually extinguishing a rebellion, I don't think they're going to be able to do it. Certainly, they're not going to be able to do it in the rest of the country unless they severely demoralize the rebel soldiers. That's possible, but it's been going on for too long. I tend to suspect they're not going to be able to pull it off.
That leads us to number two, the California ruling on gay marriage this week. That'll be in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
This week's Talk Radio Countdown show, front and center, with the number two item on the countdown, the ruling by a federal appeals court in California that the state's same-sex marriage ban is not constitutional. Here's host Ray Appleton with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, and they talk about whether the issue now will go to the Supreme Court.
Here in California, many voters are like, oh, here we go again. You know, we voted for something in the majority, and now it gets overturned. It's unconstitutional. In the United States, of course, we're not the purest of democracies. We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by the document. The majority can be wrong. In this particular situation, this is something that's very, very touchy, of course, because of the subject matter being very dicey. Something like this, will it make its way to the Supreme Court, and should it make its way to the Supreme Court for some kind of final testing once and for all?
Yes, the good news, as far as we're concerned, is that inevitably, one way or the other, this issue will make its way to the Supreme Court, whether it's by the court taking up the Ninth Circuit decision on Prop 8 or their decision to, likely decision to take up the challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, in the First Circuit out of Maine. Either way, this issue will be addressed.
Is the Supreme Court likely to hear it? Or are they? Is this one situation where they may turn their back on it and say, no, you handle it in California?
I do believe they will hear this case. It is a major precedent-setting case, and if this decision is allowed to stand, then theoretically all that is necessary for people to push a new definition of marriage is to find a judge somewhere in another state or federal district to say, yes, we agree that this is protected by the Constitution, whether it's polygamy or homosexuality, whatever. And then this kind of a precedent could be used to veto the votes, the millions of votes of the people who don't agree with it, who want to amend their state constitution to the contrary. So it is a real test between the rights and the voice of the people at the ballot box versus the right of the judiciary and a few judges to literally dictate to the people what they will have and what they won't.
I think you may have answered the question, but to clarify, there are a number of states that already have these laws on the books. They've defined marriage as that of a man and a woman. If this stands as unconstitutional, what happens to the laws in those states?
Well, I mean, presently, as a status quo, this case only applies to California. But if, and so all those other states are right now, they're intact as far as what their definition of marriage. If it goes to the Supreme Court just decides that the framers of the 14th Amendment, gosh, they really were, you know, in favor of homosexual marriage. They really feel that. I mean, I'd like to think they wouldn't, but if they did, then we would have homosexual marriages mandated to be acknowledged in all 50 states, irrespective of the historic role of states defining the how they define marriage and how it's to be respected.
Here's Talk Host Richard Pete with analyst Zach Bauer. They talk about this issue as it seems to continue going back and forth in the courts.
Let's just talk generally about your reaction to this, first of all. This is this thing has been going back and forth in California, and so I guess it's fourth now.
Yeah. Well, it's about time, you know. What the Ninth Circuit did in California was a step forward for the LGBT community in California, and really says that when it comes to marriage, when it comes to equality, that state is heading in the right direction.
All right. Does it mean something for what you do every day in Michigan?
Well, it gives us a little bit of hope. You know, here in Michigan, we have a constitutional amendment that specifically prevents marriage equality. But when we see the largest state of the union with the largest population on one coast and New York on the other coast making these moves towards equality, it heartens us. We're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. You know, I heard two things recently in interviews this week. Both of them were with Rosie O'Donnell, but the people she was interviewing were two different people. First of all, Jerry Springer, of all people. you know, if you've ever seen Jerry outside of his show, you realize he's an extremely intelligent guy. He was once the mayor of Cincinnati. He's got a lot of perspective. He's a lawyer. He's got a fair amount of intelligence. Somehow this issue came up in discussion between he and Rosie.
Okay.
And he said, he flatly said, you know, I think overall the issue of advancement for gay rights has stepped back, that we aren't making progress like we were. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, I can definitely say that in the state of Michigan, we've taken some serious steps back. You know, we've had 5 bills that are working their way through the Michigan legislature that are specifically targeted at limiting equality for LGBT people in our state. As a country, you know, it's a mixed bag. We have a lot of constitutional amendments at the state level that prevent marriage equality, but this California's action and New York's action is going to continue to move this this issue out in front of people, because we have the full and faith credit clause of the U.S. Constitution, which is eventually going to have to answer the question, can a marriage in California between people of the same sex be recognized in Ohio? And so while we make those moves forward, we're going to have to ask ourselves, are we an equality-minded society?
Some of your calls here over the course of the week, what you had to say about the California Appeals Court ruling that the California same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional.
There is a real religious fear about granting rights, but it's not a problem of real religious fear. This is a situation of genetics, and the Constitution promises non-discrimination and equal rights. And this is all that this is a matter of, equal rights. And marriage, it's not really religious marriage. Marriage just means kind of like a union between two people. And people have to stop fearing and stop being led by politicians who are using this for their own political agenda, which respectfully is what I believe Mr. Gingrich and Mr. Santorum are doing, and realize that this is just learning how to give rights that people really should have been given a long time ago and face up to that, and we will be okay. I see nothing wrong with it.
The one thing about the Defense of Marriage Act is that it violates the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. For instance, you can have a straight couple fly off to Vegas for a drunken weekend and get married by an Elvis impersonator, and that marriage is automatically honored in all 50 states. But if you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, they become automatically unmarried as soon as they cross state lines. How could that be constitutional?
Number one, the presidential race. That's up next. You'll hear more of that discussion in just a moment here on the Countdown.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, number one this week, the 2012 GOP primary season. Talk host John Thompson with political analyst Sean Savage. They talk about Rick Santorum's surprising sweep of all three of the contests, Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri this week.
A little bit of a surprise with Rick Santorum claiming all three of the contests.
Yes. For me at least, I think the biggest surprise was Colorado, because Romney did very well there in 2008. Colorado is one of those mountain states which has a rather substantial Mormon minority in its population. And on top of that, you know, Colorado is expected to be one of the so-called swing states or battleground states in the fall, because Obama carried Colorado in 2008, and the Obama campaign is expected once again to devote a lot of time and attention to Colorado.
Well, not only did Santorum win, in some of these cases he won pretty significantly.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I think, of course, what I think the Romney campaign was hoping was that, the press really wouldn't pay much attention to these contests, because, especially with Missouri, Missouri was a non-binding primary. They weren't going to actually determine any delegate allocation on the basis of the results. And so I think they were hoping that not much attention or analysis would be paid, but obviously they were caught off guard, and I think the Romney campaign is embarrassed by all this. I think one person who's might even be a bigger loser from all this than Mitt Romney is really Newt Gingrich, because I think now, of course, there's going to be more and more of a focus on Santorum as the supposedly the most conservative Republican candidate, and perhaps Gingrich is going to get less and less attention.
Because at the end of the night, that really was of nothing more than bragging rights yesterday with these three contests. But nonetheless, it does give Santorum a little bit of momentum. It slows down Romney, at least for a little while. Does it open the door a little bit to make Indiana a little bit more relevant come May?
I think so, because obviously, the more prolonged the whole process becomes, and the longer it takes for Romney as the presumed front runner to accumulate enough delegates, then I think that's going to make Indiana more and more important. Of course, Indiana is already expecting to have a contested Senate Republican primary, with Richard Lugar running for renomination.
Here's radio man Mike McConnell with political analyst Paul Green. They talk about whether Rick Santorum's sweep really means anything in the long run.
Was it interesting or not that Santorum picked up these three and Romney pretty much was left in the dust?
you got to look at it in two ways. One, the momentum, yes. He didn't pick up a single delegate. These are not, Missouri was a beauty contest, then no delegates allotted, Colorado and Minnesota, non-binding. But again, it's all perception. It helps with fundraising. It puts Romney on the defensive. You know, the path to victory is, once again, Romney may break the record. He's not a candidate. He's basically a high hurdler, because after he gets over one hurdle, he's got to go over another hurdle.
Right.
But the real action takes place in non-binding primaries, and that comes up with Arizona and Michigan on February 28th. And then it's game time, because then in that week, it ends with Super Tuesday, and with primaries and caucuses, and all those are legit in the sense that delegates will be allotted. So, Romney took a big hit in the fact that the momentum factor is slowed. Remember, I said this before, the three M's, money, media, and momentum, they all interact with each other, and right now Santorum looks like he now is the candidate de jure, if I may say that, for the Republican nomination. So far, Romney has dismissed all of them eventually. So I would assume that the Romney organization, which is the best, he has the most money and the best organization, will unload on Santorum. That's the obvious thing that's going to happen, because it's a three-week period. I think the next debate is in Arizona. It's not for a couple of weeks, so that's going to be a lot of time just for commercials.
Right. Well, unload on him. Where are his weak spots? I got to admit, I've been paying most attention to Gingrich and Romney like everybody else, and
right.
Wondered, you know, why people kept funding Santorum. But so, where is he vulnerable?
They're gonna. Well, let me just put this in perspective. One of the things I think the big story coming out of Santorum's non-binding wins was that the social issues are now suddenly becoming important in the Republican primary. He caught a lot of breaks during the last week with the whole thing with Susan Coleman and Planned Parenthood, with the judges in California overturning the decision for gay marriage, and for the whole brouhaha with the federal government telling Catholic institutions that they have to prescribe certain medicine for birth control. Those are all social issues which have not really gotten an awful lot of play in the Republican primaries. Always been jobs and growing the economy, et cetera, which plays into Romney's strength. And now those issues may no longer be on the horizon. So I think what you have then is that you have a legitimate battle, not only between Santorum, Gingrich, and Romney, but between whether the economic issues or the social issues are going to dominate. And if the social issues keep dominating, that's really a break for Santorum.
So that was number one, the GOP race in review from 10 to number one. At number 10, the aftermath of the Super Bowl. Number 9, the JFK intern affair. Number 8, the Keystone Pipeline. That horrible Josh Powell case. Number 7, number 6, the situation in Iran. Number 5, Catholic Church and the health care law birth control controversy. Number 4, the housing settlement. Number 3, Syria. Number 2, the gay marriage debate. And number 1, the presidential race. That is it for this week's Talk Radio Review. There's a guy.